Come, for all things are now ready. We're going to have, we're going to just follow up. I'm going to obey the Lord. I just feel him here today. I'm going to read this from Revelation 19, verse 6 through 10. Listen carefully. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice. I want you to say that with me. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. And verse 10 of Revelation 19 says, and I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Praise God. Let us be glad and rejoice. Now, we are not there yet at this table, at this wedding, but it's coming. And the Bible said this is not just the words of a preacher. Amen. This is not some denominational theory. Amen. Are you listening to me? These are the true words of God. Let us rejoice. Praise God. Amen. In holy anticipation. Praise the Lord.
Let us be glad and rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice. Let us be glad and rejoice. The marriage is come.
Practice for when we sing it at that table.
Praise and thanksgiving to you. Praise and thanksgiving to you. Praise and thanksgiving belong to you. Salvation and glory, honor and strength belong to the Lord.
This is a warrior bride.
The bride is prepared.
That is overcome.
Blessed are those who are called. Blessed are those who are called. Blessed are those who are called as the bride of the Lamb.
Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. The longer I preach, the more Christians I meet that don't have a clue when you talk about loving God. They just don't know. They think this is too loud. They know it's too long. Amen? He's too loud. They're too long. I'm going to tell you something. If you want to live in that kind of religious rut, somebody said a rut is a grave with both ends kicked out. Can you say amen? You can live in that rut. Many people do and are completely satisfied. And that's what's holding back revival. It's not the atheism or the paganism, for where sin doth abound, his grace does much more abound. It's satisfied Christians who are not willing to let the Holy Spirit help them rekindle the first love. And by the way, since we're mentioning rekindling love, I'm finding more and more as time goes by, there's a lot of people that love has never been kindled, so it cannot be rekindled. They haven't loved him back for loving them yet. Because if a man love me, he'll keep my commandments. And they won't be grievous to him. I mean, I see these people in church that look like they've been, as Jimmy Swaggart used to say, eating their faces so long they could eat oats through a 2-inch pipe. I mean, it takes a long face to do that. Amen? Vance Hafner, yeah, that's a mule I added to. Vance Hafner said, I've seen happier faces on iodine bottles. And only people over 50 or over 60 like me can, you know the old iodine bottles, yeah. Skull and crossbones. Amen. I've seen happier. He's a pastor. He's a good preacher. But he knew what happens when church just becomes a ritual. But when we love the Lord, when we fall in love with Jesus, yes. Amen, hallelujah. And when we have a passion in our heart for him, our worship takes on something called spirit and truth. It's something that God receives and welcomes because it's real and it's from the heart. Our service to God is a joy, not a job. It's an honor to serve him. There are people out of church today that ought to be in church, but they just don't love him enough to be here. And so any little thing is going to keep them from here. Ah, but the people that love him showed up this morning.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. When I first started pastoring after about 2 or 3 years, there was a church that had a money tree to get people out. They had a Christmas tree in July sitting out there, and big old huge big thing too, boy. And they, everybody that came in to the church, they pinned each Sunday $1 with a clothespin on that tree. Well, after a while, that tree was full of dollar bills, and the thing was, at some point, they were going to call out a number on the bottom of a chair, and whoever's sitting in that chair when they called the number was going to get all the dollars on that tree. And I'm going to tell you something. Those folks come to church. I might be sitting in that chair. The more dollars they put on that thing, the more I'm going to get up. My back hurting a little bit this morning, but I'm going on to church. Hallelujah. Ain't going to let that devil stop me from getting that Dollar Tree. Get that behind me, Satan. They had an incentive, but it was the wrong incentive, Brother Taylor. It wasn't because they loved God. And we're trying to stimulate people to get in a building and give to the building and the building of the buildings. And we need to see them fall in love with Jesus Christ again. Can you say amen? And begin to follow him from the heart. It's only every work that we do, everything we do, it's going to be tested with fire one day at the judgment seat of Christ. And some of our works are going to qualify as gold and silver. We're going to be rewarded for them, but some of them is going to be wood and hay and stubble. And the fire that qualifies that genuineness that's born out of love, amen, that same fire is going to burn up the rest of it. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. God is going to just open the hearts of men and women. And he's going to not just reward us for what we did, but why we did it. The motive is what he's looking for. Praise God. The marriage of the Lamb is the consummation of God's salvation plan. No event in heaven before or after will transcend this glorious wedding. Nothing has ever happened in heaven, and nothing will happen after this happens that will be more important or transcendent of this marriage of the Lamb to the bride. I want you to know something. Jesus looked to this day right here that we're reading about when he was on his way to the cross. He looked past the cross to that day. I love that song that said, when he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Can you say, man, we were on his mind. He could have called legions of angels, destroyed this world and everyone in it, and come off of that cross. But he did not, because he looked past that suffering and agony and pain. And he saw people like you and me crying out for forgiveness and salvation. And he stayed on that cross. And this, we are, but the Bible literally said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross while despising the shame. Can you say, man? But he endured it for the joy that was set before him. I believe right here we're reading about what he was looking toward. Amen. When you know what the bride is to Christ? We're his reward for Calvary. We're his reward for the cross. Can you say amen? John saw them coming in the book of Revelation. He said, I saw them coming out of every kindred, every tongue, and every nation. And he said, who are these? And the answer came, these are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is the bride of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This celebration will last for all eternity. You see, you think we're going to have the supper and then we're going to sit on a cloud. Little cherubs, little fat angels with wings. Can you say, man? And we're going to sit on that cloud, just strum. You know, just broom, broom. No, 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 no. This celebration will not end throughout all eternity. This is not one of those parties that gets over. This is one of those parties that just keeps going and going and going and going, because there won't be a day in heaven that we won't celebrate Jesus for making it possible. There won't be a day. This will never stop. This celebration will not end. Amen. So if you've got a problem with noise, you better get your earplugs at the gate. I don't know what you're going to do. Amen. When the Lord comes, you're going to run. You know why? Because the Bible said the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. I got really inquisitive. I want to know, what's he going to holler when he comes? What's he going to holler when he comes? She knows what he's going to holler. Glory to God. That's just a witness of the Spirit. What's he going to shout? John got a preview of it. John the Revelator got a preview of what Jesus is going to shout when he comes. Revelation 1 until chapter 4, he's talking to John first, then to seven churches. But in verse 4, it all changes. He's not speaking to the church on the earth. Amen. Oh, listen to me carefully. Amen. John, Revelation chapter 4, John said, I heard a voice like the sound of a trumpet blast saying, come up here. Come up here. And from that point, he's looking at events occurring on the earth from heaven, not from here anymore. Woo! The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Everybody say, come up here.
Come up here.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what rapture means. It means to snatch away with great force. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I heard a sound of a great trumpet blast saying, come up here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the dead in Christ shall be raised, and we which are living and remain shall be caught up with them to meet the Lord in the air. Where are we going from there? I'm glad you asked. Amen. We're going back to the Father's house. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Can you say, man? Make no mistake about it. These are the true words of the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Look at that weary pilgrim and say, look past your pain. Look past your pressure. Amen. To what is before us. Praise God. Hallelujah. It won't be long now. Hold on. Just a little while longer. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Just a little while longer and it'll all be behind us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We used to sing 10,000 years and it'll just be started. 10,000 years and it'll have just begun. Who is the bridegroom? There's only one answer. The bridegroom can only be the King's Son of Matthew 22. I'm going to read that in closing. The Lord Jesus himself. In John 3 verse 29, long after John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In John chapter 1 and verse 29, he was asked to identify himself. He made it clear he was not the Christ, but in John 3:29, he referred to Jesus as the bridegroom and to himself as the friend who attends the bridegroom and who waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. Clearly, Christ is referred to as the bridegroom as well as the Lamb. Praise the Lord. And the church of Jesus Christ, the blood bought, the blood purchased children of the living God, that's the bride. God has always talked to his covenant people in personal marital terms. He called Israel his wife. He introduced himself to them as a husband, a faithful husband. And when they did wrong, they were considered an unfaithful wife. At one point, he called them, they were called a divorce. They were called abandoned by their husband. They were called throwaways. But he redeemed them. He restored them. And he said, your land will no more be called that Hebrew word for divorced and abandoned, but it shall be called Beulah. Beulah. Heard the song Beulah Land, oh Beulah Land. That is really not exactly correct. We're turning that song toward heaven and the kingdom of heaven, but Beulah Land was the land that God had promised ancient Israel and brought them back into it and restored that relationship that sin and rebellion had broken. Beulah means married. You broke the covenant. I took you back. Put the ring back on your finger. Hallelujah. You belong to me. I provide for you. I defend you. Hallelujah. I love you. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 32. Paul has been speaking in that fifth chapter to husbands and wives and their relationship. You know it. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. And wives, see that you revere your husbands. And then he stops in the middle of the teaching of this intimacy between husband and wife, this devotion to husband and wife. He stops in the middle of the narrative. And you know what he says? Oh, wait. Behold, I want to show you a mystery. I'm not just speaking of Bobby and Pamela. I'm not just speaking, amen, of Dale and Terry. I'm not just speaking of Raymond and Rose. Hallelujah. I'm not just speaking of men and women and their marital relationship. Behold, I want to show you a mystery. I'm speaking about Jesus Christ and his church. Can you say amen? For Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or blemish or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy. Can you say amen? And he cleansed it by the washing of water by the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Make no mistake about it. He is preparing. Not the feast. It's ready. Come, for all things are what? Now ready. Years ago they used to preach that Jesus is working, preparing the place. No, he's not preparing the place. He's preparing the bride for the place. He don't have to get out there with his saw and hammer. God works quicker than that. You know how he made the universe? Let there be a firmament. And there was a firmament. So he's not out there with his hammer and nails saying, when's Jesus going to come? When he gets it prepared. He got a lot of work to do. There's a bunch of us. No. It's ready. It's us he's working on. Can you say, man, it's the church, it's the bride. That's, oh yeah, there's a purifying word coming. Amen, from everyone that's called and anointed, appointed of God. It's going to hurt the flesh, it's going to help your soul. Can you say, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's a purging word because it's preparing us as a bride for a bridegroom, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. When a man or a woman accepts Jesus as their Savior, they become a member of the church, not a denomination, not an organization, but an organism. And we become, amen, espoused to Jesus. Everybody say espoused to Jesus. When I first got married, I was very watchful over my new bride. She shopped at the cash and carry. I remember her coming home one day and telling me that a bag boy at the cash and carry, because we got married young, we were teenagers, so, you know, teenagers, you know, these young men wanted to hit on Pamela, so, and I wanted to hit on them, so it was, you know, it was mutual. I'm going to whoop me a bag boy. Hitting on my wife. I know she looks too young to be married, but she's married. She's very married. And he saw the ring on her finger. I know he did, because you know what he said to her? He said, do you date out? Not do you date, you know, as if you're single, but do you date out? Are you one of those married gals that go out on your husband? Because if you do, here am I. And when she told me that, I could feel it. I wasn't a Christian then. I could feel it. How many were lost before you got saved? Amen. I could feel it rising up. I was little Terry, but I'm wiry. I'd jump on anything. I mean, it didn't make no difference to me. Amen. If I got one good lick in, I felt like I won. Just one good lick. That's all. I win. I got to hit that sucker. He really busted me up after I did it, but I win. I got to hit him. Did you see me hit him? Oh, it was rising up within me. And you know why? Listen, because she was called for. She was already taken. You know, the church of Jesus that is getting prepared right now to be the bride of Jesus Christ. We ought to see ourselves as who we truly are. Praise God. We're not children of earth, citizens of earth on our way to heaven. We're citizens of our heaven on our way home. Can you say, man, while we're living right here on the earth? Glory to God. We don't belong to this world. Amen. And you know, Paul said, that's fine with me. He said, if I'm going to glory, if I'm going to boast, I will boast and glory in the cross of Jesus Christ, whereby I'm crucified to this world, and this world is crucified to me. I don't shed a tear because they don't embrace me and hug me and accept me. Praise God. This distinguishes me, hallelujah, as a child of the kingdom of my God and not a child of the devil. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Marvel not if the world hate you. It hated Christ before it hated you. But when the world embraces you, the Bible said don't boast in that. for it received the false prophets that came before you. Can you say amen? Listen to this carefully. 2 Corinthians 11, 1 and 2 said, "Would to God that you would bear with me a little while in my folly, and indeed bear with me, for I'm jealous over you with a godly jealousy, for I've espoused you to one husband, that I may present you a chaste virgin to Christ." He loved the church, gave himself for it, that he might wash it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it unto himself in a way that you could never present yourself to him. Holy, without spot and without wrinkle. Wow. That I may present you to Christ, a chaste virgin. He said, when you heard the gospel, you responded, you received Jesus as your Savior. At that moment, amen, you're headed for a wedding. Praise God. One husband is waiting for you. Praise the Lord. Don't date out anymore. Praise God while you're waiting for him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife told him so I didn't have to whoop him. I don't date out. Amen. I don't date out. Too many Christians, amen, have that ring spiritually on their finger sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise till the day of redemption. Can you say amen? But they're dating out. And I believe God is calling the church out of the world. Praise God. I believe there's a clarion call of the Holy Ghost. Come out! From among her, my people. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Oh, some people are not going to even come back here to church because they're being called out and they don't want to come out. But they ought to see it as a positive and not a negative. God loves the church. He's calling her out unto himself so he can keep her unto the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Wow. In the parable of the 10 virgins, Jesus uses the imagery of the betrothed anxiously awaiting and faithfully waiting for the bridegroom. This is all about marriage. Can you say, man, this is about a covenant that's consummated when the bride and groom are united. Hebrews 9 and verse 28. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read this. I just put this as a note. My notes are pretty good sometimes. Amen. Every true child of God should be filled with holy anticipation. Our ears should be eager to hear the words, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:28 said, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, he shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation." That simply means, it doesn't mean that he is sinless. That's a given. It means he's not coming this time to deal with sin or to judge sin as he will at the second coming when all the world will mourn. This is the secret coming called the rapture of the church. He's not coming to judge sin in the world, but to take a bride home to his Father's house. Somebody give him praise in this room. Hallelujah. And to them that look for him, Brother Taylor. And you know who's looking for him? Those that are longing for him. Those who love him and long for him. They're the ones that are looking for him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The marriage of the Lamb. Christ, the true Redeemer, and the bride, the true church, shall be manifest together. This is going to be a glory for him and a glory for us that is shared. Colossians 3 and verse 4 said, "When Christ," and this is your scripture in particular, "who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear." In other words, when he's manifest, the true church is going to be manifest. You're not going to see her in her glory till he comes, but when he comes, you're going to see the true church. "For when Christ, who is our life, shall appear or be manifest, then shall ye, Christians, also be manifest and appear with him in glory." Oh, what a day that is coming. Hallelujah. Praise God. The whole world has been and are being invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Many are called, but few are chosen.
Many are called. The invitation has been sending out for 2,000 plus years. And let the Spirit say, come. And let the bride say, come. And let the church say, come. And whosoever will, let him that heareth say, come. And whosoever will, let him come and drink of the river of life freely. One of the terrible agonies of hell, other than the awful flames that I cannot imagine. Not just the pain of the flames, but the pain of knowing that the invitation was given again and again and again. And God called us and called us and called us, and we rejected and rejected and rejected and rejected and rejected. And to find ourselves in a place we can't ever get out of. That same verse of song could apply to everyone that misses heaven. 10,000 years is just starting. Well, Brother Venable, what about a million years? What about a million? At least, I can't imagine a million years in that place. But at least there would be something that says a day will come. But a day is never going to come. This is the sobering part of the gospel. Do we really? They're trying to do away with hell altogether. And they don't care much for heaven anymore. They're trying to do away with hell and be unconcerned even about heaven. And they certainly don't think much of him in this apostate church world. They're living for the indulgences of the flesh. And what motivates most people's giving and living is what's in it for me here and now. And if the early church had thought that way, amen, the gospel would have never got out of Jerusalem. And the world would never know Jesus Christ. But they were looking past this old world. Praise God, to a marriage supper. I'm glad Jesus looked past the cross for the joy that was set before him. He said, a day's coming, and I'm going to see him coming out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. Amen. That have been washed in the blood that I'm shedding here today. Hallelujah. And they're going to be saved. And it's going to be worth it to save them. I can hear the devil screaming into Jesus' ear as he's in agony on the cross and they're mocking him. They ain't worth it. And honey, Jesus counters that with a love so strong that says they ain't worth it to you, but they're worth it to me. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. He loved the church. Gave himself for it. That's why he died, to establish this church, to prepare this bride for himself. Can you say amen? Let me read to you in Matthew 22 in closing. Matthew 22, 1 through 14. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables. Now in this parable, he's talking about the gospel going first to Israel. But then, because they initially rejected the gospel going secondarily to the Gentile nations. To the Jew first, and then to the Gentile nations. But on down in this teaching is beyond that, is the gospel literally goes to the whole world. And people receive it, the invitation to the marriage supper, or they reject the invitation. And our job is to keep on giving the invitation. At the end of an evangelistic service, there's something happens that is so holy and so important, so vital. It's called the invitation. It's the invitation. Billy Graham was probably one of the most successful evangelists of our era as far as giving the invitation. and they sing that song. And after I was saved, I knew I couldn't get saved again. But I just, when they said, "Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of sin's dread blot." Hallelujah. Praise God. O Lamb of God, I come. Listen to this, because it's Israel rejecting, the Gentiles receiving, and then it gets down to Jew or Gentile. You have to receive and respond to the invitation. There are people sitting in churches that have had the invitation given hundreds of times, and they have rejected it. They've chosen sin over Christ, Satan over God. Amen. Oh, friend of mine, but we've got to keep giving the invitation. Can you say amen? Because somewhere, somebody is going to respond. Somewhere, somebody is going to come to Jesus. Can you say amen? Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, Matthew 24:1-14, and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. No one will go to hell because God didn't want them in heaven. No one will be lost because God didn't love them enough to go to the greatest degree that there could possibly be to save them. They would not come." Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, "Tell them which are bidden, behold, I prepared my dinner. My oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage." But they made light of it, and they went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully, and even slew them. Remember what he said at Jerusalem when he looked over Jerusalem? "O thou that killed the prophets and stoned them that are sent to you." How many times they had the invitation. How many times would I have taken you under my wing? As a mother hen does her chicks, he's providing covering and protection. You would not. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. There's something called the wrath of God. It's justifiable anger. The Bible said if they perished under Moses' law, who sinned, of how much sore punishment suppose you they should be worthy who've trodden underfoot the blood of the everlasting covenant. Can you say amen? There's a day coming when God's cup of indignation is full, and wrath means justifiable anger. "I sent my son. You killed him and rejected him. I sent my servants. You killed them and rejected them. I sent my Holy Spirit. You shoved him away." God is going to be justified in everything that occurs in the book of Revelation upon this planet. When the water turns to blood, the angel says, "This is just. This is a righteous judgment. They're bloody. They've shed blood with no conscience. Let them drink blood. They're bloodthirsty. Give them blood to drink." We need to respond to this invitation. We need to come now. Yes. Can you say amen? We need the church to quit playing church. Amen. And preachers to quit pandering to the playing church. If it empties the building, for heaven's sakes, let us hear from God one Sunday morning. We deserve to hear whether we give heed or not. We lose our cushion, our perks, our retirement. Let's tell the truth. Because Jesus is coming. Judgment comes as well. Then Then he said unto his servants in verse 8, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden are not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways. This is that shift from initially the Jew to the Gentile. And as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. Jesus put it this way, go in the highway, go into the hedge, compel them to come in. I'm so glad that our ministry reaches beyond here when many people sit home and don't want to hear it. But it reaches to Germany, and it reaches to France on the website, and it reaches to the Antarctic, and it reaches to Africa. Can you say, man, glory be to God, because we're going into the highway and the hedge and preaching that most compelling message there is in the Bible, Jesus and Him crucified. Can you say, man, hallelujah. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Can you say, man, hallelujah. Oh, John saw them. They're coming out of every kindred, tongue, and nation. Who are these? These are they who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is the bride of Jesus Christ. Can you say, man? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Man who came to the wedding and he didn't have on a wedding garment. And the host of the wedding came and said, how comest thou here without a wedding garment? He said, take that man. He's dishonored. The bride, the groom, the father, he's dishonored. Take that person, bind him and throw him out to darkness. There's only one robe. One robe said in the book of Revelation, and it was granted to her, the bride, that she be arrayed white linen, clean and white. For what is white linen? The righteousness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints, and I don't have much time, but we got to say this, is twofold. The positional righteousness that can only come through the blood of Jesus and receiving Him as your Savior. And the personal righteousness that comes when you begin. This is not earning salvation. This is the outworking of salvation that's already occurred. We are created unto good works. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Bible said the grace of God that has appeared to all men is teaching us that denying ungodliness, we should live righteously and godly in this present world. Can you say, man, grace is not a cover up for sin. Amen. It's a way out of sin. Hallelujah. It's a way out of the prison house. Amen. Romans 6:16 says, whoever you yield your members servants to obey, his servant you are whom you obey, whether God unto righteousness or sin unto death. Can you say, man, I want everybody to know I am not a perfect Christian, but Jesus is my master. Can you say, man, hallelujah. I don't serve Satan anymore. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ. I'm a doulos, a bondslave of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, by the way, God provides the wedding garment. You can't weave it yourself. In those ancient weddings, in the time Jesus was speaking these parables, when the father would send his son to get the bride, he invited the guests to the wedding. And to make sure that no one came, because some people were friends of the bridegroom that wasn't able to have the nice things required for this beautiful wedding. So when he sent his servants to invite them, they brought them a wedding garment from him. So there was no excuse showing up without one. You could be Poe. I'm talking about dirt Poe. Can you say amen? But when he shows up to invite you to this wedding, he pulls out a wedding garment, the tailor made for you. And he said, would you come to this wedding for my son? And you say, I don't have anything to wear. Do now. You do now, praise God. And it was granted unto her that she be clothed with white linen, clean and white. For white linen is the righteousness of the saints. And Paul said, in being found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which comes by the law, but the righteousness of God himself in Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? You show up in that wedding garment, ain't nobody going to get kicked out of that place. And we become the bride of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm glad in all of my masculinity, I'm glad to be part of the bride of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad, amen, that every day I keep falling in love with him more and more and more. And I believe that God is speaking, amen, through their broadcast and right in this place. I believe the Lord is just sending us to give that invitation. Everyone in here, share Christ every chance you get. Many people are going to say no, but somebody is going to say thank you. I need you, Jesus. Thank you for inviting me into your kingdom and out of Satan's prison house, into your heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God, and out of his hell. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. How many believe, according to the sure word of God, this be the true words of God, that how many believe all things are now ready? There's nothing in heaven he needs to do. It's we who he's perfecting right now and preparing. This generation, I believe it with all of my heart, he's purging us. Praise God, he's pruning us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's purifying himself a people. And I believe the bride of Christ, listen, before she leaves this world, man, I'll tell you, look at that. Angels are here. Angel hair is falling. No, not really. I was just kidding. Amen. Oh, they'll jump over anything. Hey, real angel showed up. You fall on your face and say, woe is me. Amen. God is so good. I believe he's preparing a church, a people from a people. Can you say, man, I want to be part of that church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to run with the gospel to people who will embrace it. Hallelujah. If you don't want it, find a church that won't give it to you. But if you want it, come and get it. We used to sing that camp meeting song, Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed, and to the hungry he calleth now, come and dine. Can you? I don't want the people that want the world. They haven't had enough of it to get sick of it yet. I want the people that's had the world and they're sick of it and they're ready to regurgitate it. And come and be filled. Woo! Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Can you say amen? Whoa! Hallelujah. Brother Taylor, I don't know where God's going to get them from. Highway in the hedge. But we're here to give the invitation. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. You're invited to a white wedding. And I'm not talking about just for white people either. I'm talking about the raiment. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. Amen. Every kindred, tongue, and nation, and culture. Praise God. Amen and amen. How many believe, once again, that we are going to be in that city? We are going to sit at that table. Praise God, and we're going to celebrate forever. Let's stand up and give him praise in this room. If you don't know Jesus, you just come at any time. Altar, stay open here. Hallelujah. Let's sing this song of Zion and this song of hope. And this is the sure word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know this song. Let's sing it together. We will dance.
Sing a song of celebration. Lift up a shout. We will love on his way. to a much better way.
Dance with all your might.
Dance with all your might.
Hallelujah.
Sing aloud for the time of rejoicing is near.
All together.
Very soon.
The risen King of Room is soon to appear.
It won't be long, church.
The wedding feast to come is now near at hand. Proclaim the coming back.
I can't wait. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb. Jesus, come soon. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is for me. Probably if you have to go, you may leave. Thank you for coming. Did you get something out of this service? Are you glad we just left the wedding decorations here? Praise God. Amen and amen. It won't be long now. It won't be long now. Praise God. It won't be long now. These are not the last days any longer that we are living in. These are the last of the last days. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at Israel. Look at the Middle East. Look at Russia aligning themselves with the other nations that hate and want to destroy Israel. Everything is shaping up. When you see, amen, the fig tree put forth her leaf. I was alive when that happened. 1948, a nation, amen, after 2,000 years of controversy, the most controversial piece of land on the planet Earth is that little place about the size of New Jersey. Amen. They walked into the United Nations and wanted to become an autonomous nation, and they granted them national rights, and it's been contested since that time. And there are people avowed right now to destroy and wipe them off of the map. But there's a God who reigns in heaven. Praise God, who said, I will bring them from every nation that I've scattered them to. I will place them in their land, and they shall not be plucked up again. Amen. Whatever God has to do to defend them, He will do to defend them. Can you say amen? But they're not going to be plucked up again. It's not because their politics are always right, and neither are ours. It's because they're in covenant with the Holy God. Can you say amen? They're part of His covenant. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't always agree with Israel's politics, but I know who their true King is. Can you say amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Folks, when you see the victory put forth her leaves, you know that all of this has begun. Hallelujah. This generation shall not pass until everything is fulfilled. I'm part of that generation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 I believe His coming is at the doors. Let's give Him praise one more time before we leave. God is so good. How many believe the church needs to recapture this message? Hallelujah. So we can lift up our heads again. Praise the Lord. How many know this is more important than a Mercedes or a Bentley? Let's sing. Let's just give Him praise before we leave. Jesus.
I see Him coming in the sky.
Oh, my Savior.
Yes, I do. I see Him coming in the sky.
Watching, praying, waiting on the day.
Yes.
But when all these bitter tears
won't be long.
Get wiped away, yeah.
Jesus.
God's be that moment when I can stand up and cry.
I see Him coming.
I see today Him
look,
coming.
He shall appear. He shall appear. So come, Lord Jesus. Beloved,
come on.
I see Him coming.
Come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to shake hands on this song with somebody while it's singing as we dismiss. We're to encourage one another. We're to comfort one another with these words. It gets specific. Comfort one another with these words, these words, these words. The Lord Himself, we which are living shall not prevent them which have preceded us in death. I would not have you to sorrow, even as others who have no hope. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. We, the dead in Christ, shall rise, and we which are living and remain shall be caught up to meet them in the air. So shall we ever. From that point on, he's going to take us back to the Father's house until he comes to reign on the earth, and we come to reign with him. Can you say amen? Praise God. It's not on the Mount Olivet. It is in the air. Where are we going? He said, I'm going to take you to my Father's house where there's many mansions. The Father's going to tell his son, go get your bride, and he's coming. Can you say amen? And we're going to hear, go ye out to meet him. The archangel is going to cry, the trumpet is going to sound, and Jesus is going to shout, come up here. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are sent ones, every one of us, to give the invitation. Hallelujah. You're invited. You're invited. Praise God. Come and be saved. Come and be sealed. Praise the Lord. Let's just say, I just feel, and on this song, shake hands with somebody. Amen. And tell them he's coming soon. He's coming soon. Will you do that as we leave here today?